been given me of our Father to bring to maturity you, his first family in earth, for many years. And this is what we'll be doing in our night services, and more especially in our morning services. After tomorrow morning, we will not meet tomorrow morning, but the day after tomorrow morning, we will meet at 10 o'clock. And he'll begin to move us in his commandments of grace that perfects us and lets us be safe and secure in his family. Lord Jesus. Now I know you won't, you'll understand, but the travail and suffering has already begun. For the other areas, the travail and the suffering began last night for the Dallas, Fort Worth, Greenville area. And the travail and the suffering falls upon me. And you'll begin to catch it in the spirit. Maybe not as strong, but you'll begin to catch it in the spirit. And you'll find out what it is to have to suffer. Ooh. Not suffer physically, but suffer spiritually. In travail. Prayer and dominion to make up for the disobedience and the blindness that's upon the minds of the other people. Ooh. Since I left the area and pulled you out of the area, begin setting the other churches in order. Of course, you came because you were drawn by the Spirit in obedience. It was ordained that you move into this first family. It's set in his perfect order so that you might begin to live your life. And to be very plain with you, relieve some of my suffering. He has well armed me over the past 15 years in suffering. Some of you know it's been a way of life. But each one of you begins to take upon your responsibility and begin to move in that suffering, dominion in the spirit. A lot of weeping take place. But it'll begin to relieve me, and it'll begin to bring forth the kingdom quicker. Ooh, Lord Jesus. A suffering in love that's not really worthy to be called suffering. But it becomes necessary for long hours. Sometime days of prayer because of disobedience in other areas. People, the darkness on their mind, Satan attacks them and carries them into judgment. And them not even knowing they're going into judgment. Someone is ordained of God, someone must take upon them the responsibility to in prayer ask. When you see a brother sin a sin that is not unto death, you shall ask. And in asking, you shall give him life. There is a sin that is unto death. John said, I say not you shall pray for this sin, because it's a sin of blasphemy. Here's where the suffering takes place, is knowing the difference, being able in the spirit to travail, to know the difference between those that are ignorantly overcome and those that are in the group that are blaspheming and being used of Satan to destroy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But we'll be moving in maturity in this family. You begin to see it has nothing to do with religion. Doesn't it? Does it? And we'll be moving in that area. Some of you out of these teams will be moving into that area to begin to deliver those. It hath been given unto us. Ooh. In that area, since I left, Dallas, Fort Worth, Greenville area, some not willingly, but their old way of life of picking out what was good for them and what leaving off what was bad for them has trapped them into disobeying the direct instructions of the Lord. For example, in their evangelizing, they were distinctly 3 or 4 times instructed and on tape that they were to go after the doves and the meat first. Yet through the feelings of their flesh, they went after the bullocks first. The old thing of being led by your feelings instead of by the word of God. And Jesus very plainly explained that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth forth out of the mouth of God. You do not live by what you feel. You live by what the instruction, the commandments of God say, and that creates in you the feelings of life of Jesus Christ. You do not pick out what word you feel like you ought to do. What you learn to do by the confession of the word in obedience. And some of you have moved into a place to where you have learned to do that. Then the old thing in that area, another thing, they've given Brother Daniel a real fit. He's trying to stand faithful. He is standing faithful. But this old thing of knowledge of good and evil and respect of persons has crept back in. Ooh. But they have been delivered. And the ones that are causing them problems have been separated out from them. They will either be separated before I get there, or they'll be separated in a hurry when I do get there. Won't they? Without respect of persons, they'll be separated. But in order to perfect us, mature us, settle us down in our place in the family of God, it takes not only a working of spirit, but a working of truth or knowledge that lets you know what you're supposed to do. Takes the blindness off your mind. The word of Jesus Christ, the word of the scripture, is spirit and life. And it forms in you the fullness of knowledge of God in your mind. And it delivers you from having to walk in darkness or without understanding or without knowledge. And it lets you come at rest because you know where you're going. The word is a lamp unto my feet. Lets me walk in the light. And this is what we'll be moving in these next few days, and also an afternoon as the Lord leads you, be leading and evangelizing, moving around, and whatever else. All right? Now tonight, we put this in song. We want to get it on tape. Jesus Christ, his teachings that started explaining the purpose of our Father God through Jesus is to lead us in the simplicity back into fellowship with our Father and let him form us in his image, love, peace, joy, power, dominion. All right? So let's listen to the song. And as the Lord leads, I'll be interrupting along and exhorting. If not, we'll just go on into singing.
If I say you are God, the scriptures are not broken. Spoke Jesus Christ in the days of his flesh. The fullness of our Father, fullness of the Holy Ghost, dwelt in the flesh of Jesus in his life on earth. The fullness of the Godhead dwell within Jesus bodily. Spoke Paul the Apostle, Christ speaking in him. Jesus Christ in the Father, we inside Christ. Jesus inside us, we all are one. Oh, 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 oh. Father God, that the invisible God might be seen in earth. The woman came out of the inside of man, that the Holy Ghost might be seen in earth. By Paul, that he is the first begotten Son of God, that he might lead many other sons, sons and daughters unto our Father. His church in the earth.
Must be established
By grace through faith
The second work
That must be done
Christ must be revealed
Inside of man
With his heavenly flesh, blood, and breath living inside the flesh of man. The third word
that must be done
Sons and daughters
must be delivered to God
so that he
could set them in order
and form them in
his royal family
making them
kings and priests unto God
That they might
become the heavenly council
to rule from heaven
the kingdom in earth
that the heavenly government
might be established
in the heart of Paul,
the Spirit of life,
which is the blood of God,
preaching no condemnation,
you're free from guilt.
Church in earth
The body of Christ
Which is the church
Birthed by the Mother Holy Ghost in the earth God sent forth his Son
Jesus Christ in the flesh.
A flesh and blood person.
His Son Jesus Christ.
Love working in him.
Drew the Apostle John.
In love and grace.
To follow Jesus.
God's love and grace. Working in John.
Led him to know.
let him to know
Jesus Christ in his flesh.
Jesus Christ in his flesh.
Christ working in John.
Christ working in John.
In his flesh, blood, and breath.
In his flesh, blood, and breath.
Let him into our Father.
Let him into our Father.
Into the beginning.
Into the beginning.
John putting together the doctrines of Paul with his revelations of Christ's blood, flesh, and breath, built the family of God,
family of God
in the earth,
in the earth,
and laid out the
foundation.
For the kingdom. Oh. Oh. In the image of our Father.
In the image of our Father.
Father of the family.
Father of the family.
Of God in the earth.
Of God in the earth.
Walking in the heavens.
Walking in the heavens.
As a father must do.
As a father must do.
Receive the plan of God.
God.
For the kingdom in earth.
For the kingdom in earth.
Seeing the first family.
Seeing the first family.
Rejected in earth.
Rejected in earth.
John laid out vengeance.
John laid out vengeance.
Of God for 1,000 years.
Of God for 1,000 years.
Oh. Would bring forth his family.
Would bring forth his family.
His kingdom in the
his
earth.
His kingdom in earth.
First there shall be.
First there shall be.
A man child.
A man child.
Birthed by the Holy Ghost.
Ooh.
Out of the earth. The throne of God.
To the throne of God.
And there be commission.
And there be commission.
In the councils of heaven.
In the councils of heaven.
And then the man child.
And then the man child.
Christ being birthed in him.
Christ being birthed. birthed in him
shall lead a virgin remnant,
shall lead a virgin remnant
unto Mount Zion,
unto Mount Zion,
into the kingdom,
of our Father,
and there form
flesh,
being formed into a family,
all delivered to our Father,
through Jesus Christ, God dwelling in them. Now they are crowned,
and dressed in love
of our Father God,
into a royal family,
being called
to rule and reign in earth.
Now comes the time to bring other sons and daughters to birth
the Spirit of grace, the voice of Jesus spoke in my heart, called me to this ministry. And as I said, yes, Lord, in my heart, I was caught up in the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of grace, judgment and glory of Christ began to travail and formed inside me, leading me many years of revealing the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. Jesus, the truth formed in me.
Revealing the scripture from Genesis to Revelation, Jesus' truth formed in me, being led by the Holy Ghost,
through
the ministry of Paul.
The ministry of Paul.
Crucified with Christ. By grace through faith. And my carnal mind. Though it suffered and battled. Slain by the word, the sword of the Spirit, as my mind was slain, the mind of Christ came forth, and I yet not I, but Christ through me. Restored all the principles of living grace. Started them living in the minds of people. Of Peter, my carnal mind and my fleshly feelings were slain by the Spirit. The mind of Christ revealed his judgment for the wicked.
As judgment was revealed
by Christ through me. Though I suffered and travailed
in the flesh,
Judgment would fall on some that resisted and the judgments of God
restored to the earth.
I want you to understand one thing. John, in obedience to the Lord, released his direct judgment on the earth for 1,000 years. And in order for judgment to be restored, in order for that direct judgment of God to be lifted from the earth, it must be restored back where it's supposed to be, into the hands of the ministers of God. You understand this? And this is what he did. Because judgment is given through man. Not that they judge, but they deliver the words and the power of the Spirit that brings judgment. Judgment in love upon the obedient hearted that rids their life of all their hindrances. And judgment in fire and destruction upon the wicked. This is the only way a remnant can ever be called out. As long as direct judgment is upon God, he judges is upon the earth from God, he judges without respect to person, and the remnant doesn't have a chance. Ooh. And so he did for 1,000 years, and the world went into what's known as the Dark Ages. But in order for the remnant to be called out, God must begin to work through men and women to work out judgment and love on the obedient and judgment and fire and destruction on the wicked. Because all are treated alike under direct judgment of God, the prophet spoke that he judges without respect to persons upon the whole world. So he restored it back, his judgment into the hands of man, began to restore it. Some of you know the results. But this is the only way that judgment could ever be lifted. Ooh. Led by the Spirit.
Led by the Spirit.
Ministry of Matthew and Mark.
Ministry of Matthew and Mark.
Jesus Christ living.
Jesus Christ living.
In the midst of the church.
And with you always.
The same yesterday, today, and forever. Was restored. In the lives of the people. Now the only way that the order of God could be ever be reestablishing the earth is for Jesus Christ to take his rightful place as the head of the church, because he had been shut out for years, and until a group of people could be brought forth that would accept him as the head of the church, there was no way to ever bring the kingdom forth. Many years the Lord had me spent doing this. You remember bringing you up to the midst of the church, letting you feel him and receive from him, falling and rising in the Spirit until groups of people begin to come forth and pay respect to Christ as the head of the church, and he began to take his rightful place there where he's supposed to be. And this gave God then the authority to restore the living church in earth, because the Son had been respected. It is the law of God, I have sworn, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory and honor of the Father. Now it is very plain that every man, woman, child, you and I included, we'll either bow in obedience and confess Jesus as Lord in this life, or we'll bow in judgment and destruction in the next. It's very plain. God has spoken. Christ being revealed had to be revealed in the midst of the church, and also had to be revealed as being with you and inside of you. Twerk. Little groups of people, two or three people, could actually handle him, see him, touch him, to get them ready for this. Okay? Ooh. Through the ministry of John.
Ministry of John.
Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel.
Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel.
The ministry of Moses,
and the other prophets,
from the glory of Christ,
which is the Spirit of our Father,
in my heart, in mind,
in spirit and truth.
Spirit of glory, as it was formed in me,
began to release
the principles of our Father God, and restored the truth in the minds of people.
Preparing them
for the age of grace. Now I want you to understand one thing. The Old Testament, all the writings of the prophets of the Old Testament, is the Spirit of our Father under the law. The writings of the New Testament are the Spirit of Christ on the grace. So in order for our Father to be revealed, working first with the Spirit of Christ, someone must go back. The Spirit of Christ and the Spirit of grace, someone must go through. The Old Testament, which is the Spirit of our Father, and take the law out of it. Through the Spirit of glory, and begin to tie it together for the kingdom. Okay, it's that simple and it's that easy. This is to let you know and let you be established in the fact that this is not a happen-so thing that happened to you. It is worked out through much suffering. God spared not. He said, every jot and every tittle of my truth shall be revealed before I release it. And it hath been revealed. Ooh. As my suffering ended under the restoration, the small voice of grace began to speak again in me. And I led the people to the cross of Christ, and into the tomb, on a journey to God, being led by Jesus, one step at a time. Knowing all things, yet knowing nothing. Jesus Christ, with the keys of hell and death, led us along in our journey to the kingdom. I want you to understand one thing. Even though God reveals to man, and he reveals through man the life of Christ, and even though they know all things, he never lets you or I set any of his things in order. My knowledge. This is a privilege and a responsibility reserved for one person. And his name is Jesus. The counselor, the one that has the keys of hell and death. Many times in the scriptures, you find the order of God laid out real simple in steps 1, 2, 3. But in one group of people, it won't work 1, 2, 3. It has to be 2-3-1 or 3-1-2. Even after you know all things. Listen to me close. You have to come. Say, I know nothing. Like a child. After all the teaching and the suffering of many years, all at once, you feel an urge or hear a voice of the Spirit. Now, give it all back to me and let me purify it and set it in order, and I'll go with you one step at a time. Because it is reserved for Jesus. He made this teaching very plain when he told you to take no thought of tomorrow. Sufficient today is the evil thereof. He was telling you very plain that the keys of hell and death of your tomorrows are in my hands. I want you to remember this. No matter how great a minister you get, you are still required to be just like a little child with all of that knowledge. Father, the person of Jesus, I don't know which way to go next, but you have given me, through Jesus Christ, the next step hath been given, and then he begins to set it in order. This is a safety that God gives you against Satan. Satan takes knowledge and puffeth up. God takes love and edifies. And all the way you can partake of the full love of God is to be simple and trusting, just like a little child, not knowing good or evil. Once you begin to try to take the knowledge of God, a great revelation to give you, and begin to try to work them without direct communication with Christ, you get trapped by Satan into saying this is good and that's bad and this is the way it ought to go and that's the way it ought to go. And you get out of the childhood stage, innocent stage, which is a childhood stage, and you get to knowing all things. Then your Satan goes telling you know just how to do it. You get puffed up and down you go. One step at a time. And it makes the yoke so easy and the burden so light that you wonder why you didn't think of that yourself. Why, I don't even have to worry. Here he has revealed all his knowledge to me. You, I don't even have to worry what I'm going to do. For in that same hour, after the knowledge is perfected, in that same hour, just like a little child, he gives it to me. Say, well, that means you ought to come here to the church and get up there, open your mouth, and see what he's going to say. No, it doesn't mean he said in that same hour, when it comes time for it, he gives it to you. Now, you can struggle and strive and try to get it all you want to, and it just won't come. Once you say, here I am, Father, Papa, with all this teaching you've given me, I don't know the next way, next step. But you have said, ask and it shall be given you. It shall be given you, so I ask you in the name of Jesus. I say it hath been given, and the quickenings and movement of the Spirit begins to come forth and bring life. That way you never enter into death and you never take over the job of Jesus Christ and you stay a little bitty child. Now, if some of you have the idea, still have the idea, religious idea, that you're going to grow up into some great man of God, I'm going to tell you this, the greater you get, the more childlike you're going to get, and the more simple you're going to get. Aren't you? Nothing about the kingdom of God even resembles religion. This way, God keeps every bit of the knowledge you get moving in life. And he can take things that you know all about. And he can pull little keys of truth out of those things in such simplicity till it makes you want to just, ooh. When we enter the gates and
we enter the gates
of the New Jerusalem,
I was again
caught up to the throne,
there baptized
in the heavenly body of Jesus, and blessed by John inside of Jesus and my Father. Now you wonder where we got all these baptisms and the placements of God. He has taken it out of the hands of man to establish his heavenly order, even though man knows it in the scriptures. He cannot do it. He must take the one that is leading and first let him experience it. He knows it in a letter, but that letter won't get it. It must be a living experience, so that's what he does. Is this correct? So this is where we get all these. They're not conjured up by man, but they're ordered of God. Never were given into the hands of man as such through knowledge. Knowledge only leads you to the experience, but they are performed by God and set in order by God. My people that will become little children, in that day they shall be led by a child. Baptized by John into the east gate of New Jerusalem,
on my faith
losing again my life
and then arising
commissioned by my father Approved by the council,
Headed by Jesus Christ, then Jesus Christ
Appeared before me, placed his left hand upon me. with his right hand.
And with his right hand.
Gather John Paul.
Gather John and Paul.
And the prophet.
And the prophet.
Unto me.
Unto me.
And said it is finished.
And said it is finished.
Now let me explain something else to you. The choosing is of God. You nor I cannot choose what we want to be or choose our destiny. And he chooses us and he makes it very plain. You have nothing to do except just say, I don't want it, and walk off from it. It's never guesswork. It's very plain. Jesus reached out and placed his left hand on me like it scared me to death. Because I had never read in the scriptures about him placing his left hand on anyone. It's always his right. Boy, something terrible is going to happen to me now. Put his left hand on me, held me right side of the head, and he began to flip John. Ministry. Christ in John. Christ in Paul. Christ in Zechariah. Ooh, just right on down the line, and when he got them all flipped in there and named them out, he said it is finished. That's my plan for the kingdom. You know what he was saying? He said all these revelations in these ministries of these ministries must come forth in the kingdom. Now I make you,
now I make you,
my last plumb line in earth,
my last plumb line in earth,
with all the plumb line,
with all the plumb line
of your Father
God, Father God,
making you the Father,
making you the